In the fall of 1888, Paul Seroussier spent an afternoon with Paul Gauguin in Brittany painting a small landscape on a cigar box lid. He followed Gauguin's instructions to emphasize the colors he saw by using paint directly from the tube, with little or no mixing. The result was a patchwork design of vivid colors only vaguely suggestive of its subject, trees on a riverbank. Later in Paris, Seroussier showed the landscape to fellow art students at the Académie Julienne, who saw it as an artistic revelation. They named the painting the Talisman, and formed a group called the Nabi, after the Hebrew word for prophet. In addition to Seroussier, the group included Pierre Bonnard, Edward Villard, Maurice Denis, Paul Ranson, and Carl Xavier Rousseau, as well as others. In the 1890s, the Nabi were one of the most innovative post-impressionist groups working in Paris. Like Gauguin and many other artists of the period, the Nabi were engaged with the spiritual and mystical concerns associated with the end of the century symbolism. Seroussier's portrait of Paul Ranson in Nabi costume documents their early interest in esoterica and occult ceremonies. The simplified style Seroussier used derived from Gauguin's syntheticism and was only one of the styles associated with symbolism. It forms a marked contrast to the academic naturalism used by many end-of-the-century symbolists. Painters such as Jean Delville, who depicted the symbolist writer Josephine Paladin in robes and accompanied by ceremonial objects and symbols, much as Seroussier portrayed Paul Ranson. Symbolism began as a literary movement with the 1886 publication of Jean Moreau's Symbolist Manifesto in the Paris newspaper Le Figaro. It quickly became a kind of catch-all term for widespread end-of-century aesthetic attitude that embraced the spiritual significance of art while rejecting science and objectivity. Symbolist artists favored idealism over realism, suggestion over specificity, and subjective expression over objective representation. They employed a variety of styles and approaches, including more traditional naturalism and modern techniques associated with post-impressionism. Many of the painters who exhibited at the popular Symbolist Salon of the Rose and Cross, organized by Paladin in the 1890s, favored a highly detailed naturalism. These included Delville and Fernand Knopf, whose dreamlike images became prominent examples of Symbolist art. Nabi painters used the modernist synthesis style of Gauguin, which emphasized abstract forms to convey spiritual meanings as well as a means of suggestion and personal expression. Maurice Denis was the most prominent art theorist associated with the Nabi, and one of his early statements became a famous touchstone of formalist modernism. A painting, before being a battle horse, a nude woman, or some anecdote, is essentially a flat surface covered with colors arranged in a certain order. Emphasis on color and structure design is a primary characteristic of Nabi painting, which conveys emotion and meanings through abstract formal relations. In Denis' Climbing to Calvary, the simple dark shapes of the black-robed nuns rise diagonally towards a large cross carried by a barely defined red Christ. One nun reaches out to embrace Christ at the top of the hill, and a stripe of bright sky tops off the scene. The basic forms convey the combination of mourning and hope that Christians associate with Christ's death and resurrection. The scene is timeless, containing elements of the present, the nuns, and the past, Mary embracing Christ on the way to the crucifixion, the dark silhouette of a crowd of Roman soldiers over the hill. The figure of Christ suggests both the nun's spiritual vision of Christ carrying the cross, similar to Gauguin's vision after the sermon, and the Good Friday processions reenacting the crucifixion. A comparison of Denis' painting with Carlos Schwab's Death and the Gravedigger shows two very different approaches to symbolist painting. In Denis' work, the forms are reduced and simplified to mostly flat color areas. Basic symbols and shapes and their relationships convey meaning, the Christian cross, black for mourning, red for the blood of sacrifice, and the upward movement towards light and resurrection. Schwab uses a similar compositional device to convey the theme of death and resurrection. Both paintings show darkness and symbolic death at the bottom of the painting, light and resurrection rise above. Unlike Denis, however, Schwab employs a traditional naturalistic technique that records many details based on careful observation. The figures and location are so specific that they suggest the illustration of a particular scene in a story. Denis, by contrast, depicts a more generalized, anonymous image of death and Christian resurrection. Symbolism is perhaps easiest to recognize in artworks that present known symbols, such as the Christian cross, or overtly symbolic meanings through recognizable themes such as youth and old age, love, death, etc. In addition to Denis' Climbing to Calvary, many well-known post-impressionist works use conventional symbolism in this way, including Gauguin's Vision After the Sermon. Symbolism was also, however, associated with both a conception of art as subjective expression and a capacity of art to suggest profound meanings indirectly. As a result, many artworks that lack obvious symbols or clear symbolic significance are also associated with symbolism. Although some symbolist works depict ordinary leisure activity, a typical subject of Impressionist painting, the mood is usually melancholy and dreamlike, in keeping with symbolist attitudes. And regardless of the painting style or technique, a mysterious dreamlike quality is typical of much symbolist paintings, regardless of its style. A symbolist work in a more traditional naturalistic style is Ferdinand Knopf's Memories, which several women holding rackets stand on a lawn, seemingly lost in thought. Knopf has turned an ordinary modern subject into an image that suggests greater depth and significance without specifying any particular meaning. The subjects of Nabi paintings varied from the overt, often religious symbolism of Maurice Denis to scenes of contemporary urban and suburban life depicted by Pierre Bonnard and Edward Vallard. Whatever their subject, though, the Nabi relied on the formal qualities of color, pattern, and surface design to enhance the dreamy moods and profound meanings of symbolist art. Their emphasis on the capacity of formal elements to convey meaning and emotion was an early contribution to the developments that led to abstract art.